Chapter 11. Tragedy on the Trail.
Buck tries to teach the outside dogs to pull, but they don't learn easily. They don't like the harness or the snow, and they have no spirit. They also don't like Hal's harsh treatment of them. Buck knows that his old teammates are doing most of the work. They are all too tired to be excited about going on the trail again. His new owners don't know anything about pulling sleds or travelling the trail. They are lazy and can't even pitch a tent. They don't make good time. Some days the team doesn't even travel 10 miles. The food the men brought for the dogs is not enough for the whole trip. They give them smaller rations each day. The dogs are tired and hungry and depressed. Hal wakes one morning to find there is no food left for the dogs. He tries to make them go further, but they are too weak. Dub dies first. He is terribly hungry and steals food from the men. Hal punishes him with the whip. After this, Dub's shoulder becomes so weak that he can't pull. Hal shoots him with his revolver. The outside dogs suffer the most because they need lots of food. They can't live on a husky's ration. The Newfoundland dog dies from hunger and exhaustion. Then the three pointers, and finally the two mongrels. Charles, Hal, and Mercedes are tired and afraid. They imagined the Northland was a glamorous, romantic place, but it is not. It is harsh and primitive and unforgiving. They are tired and afraid. They become very short-tempered and argue a lot. They feel so sorry for themselves that they don't think of the dogs at all. When Hal is angry with his companions, he beats the dogs with a stick. At Five Fingers, an Indian offers to give them some horse meat for the dogs to eat in exchange for Hal's revolver. It is not good meat. It's as hard as leather. They eat it, but the dogs are still hungry. Buck tries hard to pull the sled, but he is so weak that he often falls. Hal whips him and beats him with a stick, and Buck gets up and pulls again. He is not a healthy dog now. His fur is stiff and dull and matted with blood. His muscles are gone. He is very, very thin. There are only 7 dogs left, and all of them look like skeletons. They are miserable and tired. They have no spirit. When the sled stops, the dogs fall where they stand. They can't move. Hal brings out the whip and hits them until eventually they rise painfully and stagger forwards once more. One day, Billy falls down and can't get up again. Hal doesn't have his revolver anymore, so he takes an axe and hits Billy on the head. Billy dies immediately. Hal takes Billy's body and throws it to one side of the trail. Buck and his teammates watch in fear. They know Hal may do the same to them, too. The next day, Kuna dies. Now there are only 5 dogs left. The spring is coming, and the cold winter snows are melting, but the miserable little group doesn't even notice. Flowers are appearing everywhere, and animals are coming out from their winter homes. Squirrels chatter, birds sing. The days are getting longer and the air is sweet. They arrive at a camp on the White River. It is John Thornton's camp. John Thornton sits on a log and watches them coming. Mercedes sits down near John Thornton and immediately begins to cry. Charles slowly sits down too. The dogs drop in their tracks. Everyone is exhausted. Hal begins to speak. John Thornton listens in silence.
We need to stop here. The trail is thawing, the ice is melting. It's too dangerous to go on,
he says. John Thornton does not reply.
Many people said that it was impossible to get to White River at this time of year,
he continues proudly.
But here we are.
Their advice was right, boy,
replies Thornton quietly.
The trail is dangerous. Only fools travel this far. There is nothing here, and there isn't enough gold in Alaska to make me travel any further.
Hal is angry.
Well, then we'll have to go back to Dawson again,
he says defiantly. He stands up and takes his whip.
Get up, Buck! Hey, get up! Whoosh, whoosh!
The team of dogs can't get up. Hal whips the dogs furiously. Thornton watches him, his face like stone. Solex struggles to his feet. Teak follows. Joe gets up next, crying with pain. Pike tries to rise. He falls twice, then lies still on the snow. Buck doesn't try to get up. Hal whips him many times, but he doesn't get up. Hal gets a big stick and beats him, but he doesn't get up. Thornton can stand no more. He springs at Hal and knocks him to the ground. Mercedes screams.
If you strike that dog again,
shouts John Thornton, shaking with anger,
I will kill you.
It's my dog,
replies Hal, wiping the blood from his mouth.
Get out of my way!
Thornton cuts Buck free from the harness. Hal tells Charles and Mercedes to harness the other four dogs and turn them around. They stagger away, back down the trail, the poor dogs whimpering in pain. John Thornton feels Buck for broken bones, but there aren't any. He watches the sled go slowly down the trail. After a few minutes, Buck hears Mercedes scream. The ice on the trail is melting, and it can't support the heavy sled anymore. All of them, humans and dogs, fall through into the icy water below. They are never seen again. Only Buck is safe with his new master.